Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Healthline is distributed nationally by the Gab Radio Network.
I see life and it's passing right before my eyes. And the best is the
welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. He's our good friend, a longtime 18-year member of our Brain Trust, award-winning journalist. He's a wordsmith that I use and so many people use. If you need somebody to help you with your words, folks, he's the man. Jeffrey Zabar, gotwords.com, right, Jeff?
Gotwords.com.
Chiefhomeofficer.com.
Absolutely. We do a whole bunch. And if all else defaults, jeffzabar.com.
There you go. So, Jeff, I don't know what to do about all this, all these hacks, all these breaches. We got we now know that Equifax lost 150 million, maybe more, records. They have my records. They have your records.
Yeah.
They have everyone's records, folks. And I've said this before, Jeff. Everybody who has ever had any credit, Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian, have your record, all your records, your Social Security number, your driver's license, your phone number, your addresses, all your addresses, all your credit, wherever you've done business, all your accounts probably, and they have them. They get to have them. You don't get a choice.
Right.
And now Equifax has lost a bunch of them, and. And I think we need to all assume that we've been hit. The SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, got hit. Yahoo now says, what did they say the other day?
Yahoo said that three billion accounts
billion
got hacked.
Accounts.
I mean, I didn't know there were 3 billion people who knew that Yahoo even existed.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I mean, you have to
assume.
Well,
some people have multiple accounts. See, I never had an email account with them, but I did. I used to use their IM.
There
so,
you go.
So I only had an IM account, but that doesn't mean that they didn't know stuff about me. And when you use their tools, so I don't know. I'm getting kind of depressed about this.
Yeah, I mean, on so many levels,
I feel exposed.
Yeah.
And I don't, you know, I don't exactly know what to do except you. Of course, you can stop. You can do this. You can stop your credit on the credit side. You can go in and stop your credit. You go. Yeah, I think you got to go to all three of them, though.
You have to go to all
three.
Stop my credit. Only Equifax is letting you do it for free.
Yeah.
For the near term, but the others cost. And they always did. They cost $10 a year.
Yeah.
To put a lock on it.
So you got to lock that up. That's a good idea.
You have to do it as much as that's my. I have two big pet peeves. I mean, I have a bunch out of this. Points that make me angry out of this whole episode with Equifax. One is the fact that they knew it for so long, and some of the top executives sold their stock before they made the announcement. So, and the CEO lost his job. He should be criminally charged, but that's another story. Secondly, is that we have to play this game. We have to have them. We have to use these credit reporting agencies. And third, they're charging us to lock down information, which should be our information anyway,
right.
But it's a whole revenue stream, a profit center for them. So, but that notwithstanding, you have to go to Experian.
They make money on our records if we never even use it.
Right.
And yet they don't pay us anything, and now they can't be trusted with it.
Right.
What's wrong with that picture?
It's horrible. So let's put the lament behind us. We have vented. We feel better. Not really, but at least we vented, so we're commiserating here. Next, you go to Trusted ID Premier, which is an Equifax page.
Yeah.
Trusted ID Premier. You can go there and put in some of your information, and it'll tell you whether you were subject to their hack.
I did that, and it says I was.
Yes.
But somebody else said that doesn't necessarily –
Well, you
got to start there.
Well, at the very least, you start there,
and
then you go through, and you can use their Trusted ID product to get a free lockdown.
I didn't even know till all this happened. I didn't know you could lock things down. I'm glad to know that.
Yeah, it's you know
because
what,
I don't for, you know I'm not a regular user of credit. I don't anymore.
Right.
You know my where I am right now, I don't buy use a lot of credit. So
right.
So I'm not worried about it. And you can always go in and open it up again, though.
You can go, and they will. And the thing is, you can lock it down, and they will notify you if someone is looking to make a check, and you can authorize it.
And because if you decide to buy a car,
right,
and finance a car, you don't have to worry about it. They'll let you know, hey, Chevrolet, GM,
Finance
or
Company
Ford,
is,
or whoever's going to trying to get in, is it okay?
Right,
and they won't hold that against you.
Right, right. So.
Can we do a better? Should we do a better job of passwords? Will that even matter if we improve our password?
This is not a password protection thing, unless you use this as a harken for how they got hacked. You can get hacked.
This is worse than passwords.
This is nothing we could have controlled. But I think there's a lesson here for us all that as any technology guy, yours, mine, or anyone out there will say, there are two computer users in the world: one who has been hacked and one who will be hacked.
That's right.
And so, it's important that we don't do, ABC123 as our password across. Mm-hmm. And let's just use that as an example, and not even being flippant, but just say that's a complex password we've created, mm-hmm. okay? It's important that you don't use it across all your applications, whether it's social media, your bank,
and that's
your
really,
email.
Yeah, it's hard, too, because if you don't get organized, well, this is a topic that we're going to have to deal with as long as we're online, and maybe somebody will come up with a technology silver bullet, Jeff, that will.
And then they'll sell it to us for twice the price.
There you go. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Website one more time, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com and GotWord.com.
Hey, Jeff, good job. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Jeffrey's.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.